Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today I am excited to have Post Film. I have two creative, wonderful people in the studio today. I have Elizabeth Atkins and Jared Haig.
Did a good job.
I wasn't sure.
Perfect.
Okay,
yeah, perfect.
So I'm going to read a little bio about your company, and then we'll go ahead and just have a little casual conversation about what you guys do.
Cool.
Awesome.
Okay, so listeners, Post Film is a boutique full-service digital and branding studio based in Atlanta, and they serve clients worldwide. They work exclusively with businesses that have a strong desire to engage their customers in innovative and meaningful ways. Their main focus is to help businesses express their value through strong brand messaging, brand visual design, and digital experiences that reach, excite, and engage audiences. Their range of brand and digital services touch everything from full business brand development to individual product launches. By becoming a part of their client's team, they take the guesswork out of the science of branding and deliver streamlined, permanent solutions that foster growth. That sounds great.
Sounds professional, right?
Right? Sounds like everyone needs to call you guys, right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right. So I covered a lot in that one little paragraph. But personally, tell everyone what you do, how you create, what goes on.
Yeah. So essentially what we do is we provide solutions for businesses looking to bring passionate products to the market, either products or services or an actual business itself, out into the community, and they're looking for ways to do that correctly without having to guess or, you know, trying to DIY solutions right. to things that are difficult that they just don't know the answers to. We end up doing a lot of heavy lifting on services that help streamline the process of getting your business into a position where you can market really hard and reach people effectively right. and you don't have to guess.
Which is super important, especially in this world of Google, mm-hmm. where everyone is Googling everything to do for their business and trying to figure it out on their own, which they can do, but it'll take them a very, very long time. So
yeah.
you kind of take that guesswork out of it for them.
Yeah, we do a large range of heavy lifting on things that are just like mind-boggling for business owners, like mm-hmm. taking the science of their business, like, oh, we have a product, let's actually make it, you know, accessible and understandable, and why is this product on the market? Mm-hmm. Let's make it enticing and actually, you know, describe it correctly mm-hmm. without having to, you know, sit and DIY all that stuff. So
right. and not have it sell.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah. I mean, what is a crazy statistic? Like half of small businesses don't make it out of the first 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
scary.
That's ridiculous. Like there's no reason people can't succeed, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So how did the two of you get involved in the branding business?
I actually worked for a .com, for a few years helping them. It was a skeleton crew of like basically three running these like 1.1 million like huge, you know, like side businesses together, like cobbling things mm-hmm. to sell on the internet, basically mm-hmm. e-commerce. And essentially what happened was that's where I understood that I had a specific skill. I was able to actually help people or help this company communicate effectively and sell their product. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why can't I do this for not just them, but everybody else.
You had that entrepreneur mindset.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I saw an opportunity. I saw a huge need for it in the market. Mm-hmm. And we parlayed that into a business, and Jared ended up quitting his corporate job to mm-hmm. join. And that was cool. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was in corporate marketing for business to business sales, and just, you know, wasn't the right fit for me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, an environment I wanted to be in. I really liked, yeah, like you said, the entrepreneurial spirit was in there. Mm-hmm. So I had quit my corporate job and was doing just freelance web development work. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of discovered that Post Film's clients really had a need to help, or we saw an opportunity to help them bring their services digitally. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them were struggling with what with their websites and with their digital presence. So we added that service onto the core branding.
So are you the head guy in charge of the web design? Is that you?
That's me. Yeah. Technically, I'm the user experience designer.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Definitely. So how long has PostFilm been around?
We concepted in 2011. We actually executed on that concept in 2012. Mm-hmm. So it took us a while to get our feet underneath us. And since then, we've served about, I think, 60 companies overall.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, we've been like going real fast. So it's been good.
Right. So you do branding and, you know, help with, like you said, the heavy lifting for other people. How do you do that for yourself?
Oh my God. What a great story. Perfect. Perfect timing. Do you want to talk about what we're going through right now for our own brand journey?
Sure.
It's so easy to do it for other people. I mean, I don't know your story yet, but it's so easy to do it for other people. But you get, in my experience, you get so caught up in it for others that you forget about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Cobbler's children over here. Yeah, we have no shoes.
It's definitely the, you know, we spend a lot of time working in our business, not on it, you know, and that's what a lot of entrepreneurs find. So to do it for yourself, it is very difficult. Luckily, we have, you know, the tools to take care of that, but it's,
it's a struggle.
Yeah.
So we are going through that right now.
Believe it or not, like right today, basically.
Right.
I read your mind.
Oh yeah. You knew.
I just felt it.
You were like, girl, there's changes in the wind for you.
Yes,
I'm reading your tea leaves.
So we are going through the heavy lifting right now of a complete overhaul on most of our brand messaging, our website right now. We're redesigning everything and redoing it. So,
yeah, but as you know, in business, especially with dealing with other businesses, rebranding happens like
all the time.
Especially when you grow.
Yes.
You know, you have to rebrand.
Yes.
And you have to keep, you know, keep looking at it and keep reassessing. You know, you can't just say this is it and never change from that.
Right.
You know,
unless
you're
Coca-Cola,
you're on the right
you know,
right.
And you have like millions and millions. Even then, you know.
Even then, they just rolled out bottles with no branding on them at all, except
colors.
And they removed the word Coca-Cola from some of the products they sell. That's how,
crazy,
that's a testament to how iconic they are.
Exactly.
You can get away with a color and a stripe, white stripe, and that's it.
Yeah.
So
and that brand continuity is still there.
Working on getting businesses to that level. Yeah. So.
Right. And I mean, it's been a journey over the last few years where we've added improved services and like Jared has joined the team and it's just time for us to look at the structure of our own business in order to actually say we want to grow.
Exactly.
You know, we want to do cooler and better and, you know, even more amazing things and offer cooler services. So what's it going to take for us to make room for that? You know, and I think in the small business journey, it does involve having to take a look at your business and say, you know, we've done an amazing job. What can we do to make sure that people know that?
Mm-hmm.
And can we get the word out about that? So that's where we are with it right now. It's exciting, but it's also like, my God, we do a lot for our clients.
Yeah.
I wish someone would do this for us.
Totally understand.
Yeah.
So what do you feel a good branding job, I guess we can call it, what does that do for a business?
Yeah, actually, we have some crazy stats. We polled some past clients about, you know, what their experience was like. Because, I mean, I have a pretty strong opinion of, like, why, it, you know, because I'm biased and stuff. Because I'm like, oh, this is you should totally do this.
Yeah,
absolutely. But the real deal about it is, you know, we've asked people, you know, what was your experience after branding? Like, what have you been able to accomplish? And over 80% said that they were able to create better, more effective marketing materials.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly the same number, 75% to 80% or more, said that they were able to actually reach their ideal clients more effectively. And that is a testament to a great brand. That's what a great brand should be doing. It should be, you know, making it easier for you to talk to the right people that your product will fit and also deliver a message that's impactful and make it easy for you as a business owner to know what kind of marketing you want to do and deliver a message succinctly. So that's, I mean, those are just a few parts of why what makes a great brand and why we think that's important and actual use cases and stuff. But yeah.
Well, this might be a bit redundant, but you know, so many people feel like branding is just getting a logo.
Oh yeah.
And sticking their logo on something.
Oh yeah.
So can you explain to people the difference between just having great graphics and a nice logo as opposed to branding?
Right. And I'm so glad you brought that up because that's something that we end up dealing with really a lot. People ask, you know, why do I need Why do I need you to come in and do my website? You know, why should I invest in this experience? You know, I can just go on Fiverr. And I'm like, you could, you absolutely could. That's fine. But the magic sauce of a great brand is the interior work that people skip over. The 90% of the work that isn't being done is being glossed over in the sense that, you know, people aren't making sure that everything is streamlined. So say, for example, like, you know, I had a client recently that was like, oh, when I get the brand, I'm just going to update Facebook and Instagram with my new logo and it'll be fine. And I was like, yeah, but what about the descriptor part?
Right.
You know, like that's a great example of how a brand, like how real brand work can affect actual environments. Like, what about that message there? Mm-hmm. Are you just going to sit down and be like, oh crap, you know, like I better write something here. This is going to be, I don't know what it's going to be, I'm just going to write like two sentences. And then the next platform you go to, it's two totally different sentences and it doesn't make sense. And you're like, I mean, that's a great concrete example of explaining to someone why it's not just graphics. You know, it's more than that. It's taking, you know, the purpose and the point and what you're an expert in and why you exist and translating that into tangible, actual physical spaces where people read it and they go, oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense to customers and that helps you grow. So hopefully that explains that a little bit better.
Definitely. What about the importance of not going to someone else's website and snatching their stuff? You know, so many people, they just feel like, okay, well, I like her branding, or I like her image, or I like his company, I'm just going to duplicate everything they do.
Yeah, I mean, imitation is the biggest form of flattery, right? I mean, yeah, and that's a problem. You know, we haven't had as many people do that because most of the people that come to us recognize that they really need to tell their own story mm-hmm. and get their own message out, because you don't know what's going on in the inside of that business. You don't know what it took to get to where they are, or, you know, how they developed their services or what kind of backing or investors or money they have. You just don't know. So to actually like copy or like replicate what they're doing, and you have no idea who they're targeting, like that's just, it doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, and part of the branding experience is finding your proposition to your customers. And, you know, that should be a completely unique space, or, you know, a unique, what you're bringing to your customers should be different from those people. Mm-hmm. Going out and copy them, you know, you're not.
It's so lazy.
And it's not a good business practice. Right. Yeah. Those are the failing businesses. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You know, where you can't, if you can't, you know, you have to need to do some work on why you're in business and what your actual brand is and what you're actually bringing to the market.
And that's why branding is really important, because it's not about, you know, being the same. It's about standing out in a crowd. I mean, if you are doing a service like your lawyer or what have you, and you have 6,000 other lawyers doing the same thing that you're doing, how do you say I'm the best fit for you as a client, you know? And that's a part of differentiating and finding your value proposition and making sure that people understand what kind of service they are going to be getting from you and why that's important for you to exist in this market.
Right. And I think authenticity rules every day.
Now, I mean, even more so now than it ever has before.
Yeah, transparency into your business and how you do everything you do. Mm-hmm. And people are looking for that now.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that is definitely part of the authenticity part.
They want to be able to relate, you know, see a little bit of what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, all audiences now are incredibly smart. They've been advertised to since they were born.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, started with Gerber and, you know, the Pampers and all that stuff. And it just went from there. I mean, people know, I mean, consciously or subconsciously, they can pick out something that doesn't sound or feel trustworthy or authentic. So first impressions are really important.
Definitely.
And it can be really easy for people to get hung up on like just the logo and all that kind of stuff and forget about the interior. But it takes a lot of a good, hard, thoughtful work to get it to a place where people subconsciously view your brand and say, this feels good. This feels authentic to me. I can trust this.
Definitely. Well, Jarrett, tell us a little bit about web design. Why do you feel that it's important, especially for a startup,
to have a
great website?
Sure. So, yeah, it all starts with the user experience. So, you know, user experience, really, we kind of define it as how people feel about using whatever it is, your website, your app, your product, whatever it is. It is so important to get that feeling right, to get people to immediately engage with your product. They're not turned off by any of the weird, you know, anything weird that's going on. So a lot of what we do in the initial stages of design is figure out who exactly your target market is. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. how they're going to be using your product. You know, are they mostly mobile users? Are they mostly tablet users? Are they mostly desktop users? Those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And then really designing an experience around that. If most of your users are going to be on mobile, which is, you know, most of your creative entrepreneurial services, things like that, 65% or more of your users are now mobile. Mm-hmm. They're going to be viewing your site primarily on their phones.
Probably while they're at work.
Probably.
And they're not supposed to.
So if you have a menu that's, you know, has three sub menus, that's not going to work
right.
for the phone.
Right.
So, you know, how do we get people to your product quickly and easily without them getting frustrated, without them leaving?
Mm-hmm.
And for
I want them to leave.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, what's a great example would be like, how many times have you been on the road trying to like find a place to eat and you just get so angry because you're like, I can't find a place that has a menu or I can look at something. I want to have like a salad or a mm-hmm. sandwich or something like that. And you just bounce. You don't go to that restaurant
right.
because you're just like,
forget it.
Yeah, I don't have time for this.
Like, we just experienced this. I was looking up restaurants in the area, uh-huh. right? You know, we were across town, so uh-huh. we came over here, and just looking at those websites, I was getting super frustrated because there's not a menu.
They need me.
Right, exactly. And I wrote down a bunch to contact.
Yeah. No. You're like, yeah.
But so it's, you know, how easy is it to navigate to the areas you want to get to? And
mm-hmm.
you know, for startups, you know, startups were running lean. So, you know, mm-hmm. these people don't, you can't go out and hire a team of, you know, designers for your company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Google can do that. Amazon can do that.
Right.
You know, as a startup
Not
or a small business.
Has Google and Amazon.
Exactly.
Right. We wish we did.
Right.
So it's important for startups to partner with, you know, a company that they feel meets, you know, understands them,
mm-hmm.
understands their value proposition, like you're saying, and can help them bring that, you know, to all the experiences their
mm-hmm.
customers are going to have. Because, you know, for the most part, your website is a conversation you're having
mm-hmm.
with that person, with your customer, before you get to physically speak with them. So, you know, controlling that and understanding that, you know, designing it from that point of view, the user's point of view,
mm-hmm.
and how they are going to feel when they click on whatever
menu. And it goes a PDF to download,
exactly.
and you're like, no.
Yeah. Don't make people download PDFs, please.
My phone.
Yeah. And, you know, and from a, yeah, and there's a lot of technical SEO aspects to that too, is why you don't want to do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Without going into too much of that, no.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, you know, why I think it's extraordinarily important for startups, especially to partner with the, you know, the right firm for them.
So I've heard that when a person comes to your website, you basically have like 3 seconds to capture their attention.
And that's another part of what we take into account is how long does your site take to load?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really the...
Because if you have 3 seconds
have 3 seconds.
2.5 of it is loading,
yeah.
you're just like...
You're done.
Yeah,
you have 5 seconds. 100%
true. And, you know, that, again, today I experienced that. I had a site, I clicked on menu, 3 seconds later I bounced. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't have time.
Right. You're looking for one specific thing. And if that website can't deliver what you're looking for, and it's important to know, like, okay, what are my target clients or my target audience or people that are buying my product? What exactly are they looking for? Can I deliver that to them immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So if you have a site where you have one product or a service and you're marketing that one product, you better have your big call to action ready to go when people get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's really understanding user behavior as well. So, you know, like you said, you have about 3 seconds and your site better come up in under a second and you better have a big message ready to go. Most
Not
people,
it's all downhill.
Right.
They're going
sure.
to the next.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it, with the ability to like look for tons of service providers or there's so much, it was worldwide competition now
mm-hmm.
for products or online businesses or anything in general. Like people have so many options and you go on Amazon and buy something instead of just, you know, they're browsing by, you know, a multitude of factors, you know, so it's important to remember that and keep that in mind and make it easy for people to love you
mm-hmm.
essentially.
I like that. Make it easy for them to love
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And that's what we all want.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there's a lot of great tools available for people to do user testing. So you can partner with a company that will have that available for you to see. You can take video of how people come to your site, what they're looking
at.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, there's usertesting.com. There's a bunch of different sites that have popped up around kind of a cottage industry around usability testing. Where, people, they will take a video of somebody coming to your site fresh, not knowing anything about you. They record their audio and their clicks and everything, and you can watch somebody go to your site for the first time, have, try to figure out what you are about, and then see how they're using your site.
I guess that has its pros and cons if you're a sensitive person.
You can't have a thick skin. Or you better have a thick skin. Because, you will get, you'll get people doing things you never thought they would do.
Yeah, we had done this with a couple of websites, and we will be sitting there yelling at the screen, like, just click to the left, please, just click there. Like, oh my God, just move your cursor one point over.
And so it brings up those questions like, why didn't they not see that giant button right there?
Right.
I guess it's not clear enough.
It's not as giant as we thought.
Yeah, it needs to be a different color, or it needs to be designed differently, or whatever, So
that's I think the best feedback you can get is, doing that kind of one-on-one user testing, finding... give people a task even. So say, go to my site and try to contact me. How hard was it to do? Go to my site, try to order my book, pair of glasses, whatever it is you're selling, and you'll find out real quick where you have failed in the design.
You'd be really surprised.
But that's really good to know.
Yeah.
Go in and make your tweaks, whether they're minor or major.
I mean, that little tiny little roadblocks like that could prevent you from, having a banner year in sales or whatever, like little things like that. And I think people look over that in the startup journey and they're like, I'm going to save a buck here and there by not, just doing it myself or whatever, when you can just consult with someone that's professional or, have someone that knows what they're doing do it for you. And then you won't have to guess, and you can potentially grow your business faster. So,
because it truly is, it seems like a true psychology behind all of it. You can't just throw something up and just expect it to soar. There's so much competition, so much noise in every area that you really have to make sure you're standing out.
Absolutely. And you also need to understand that, whatever platform you're going to be on, like, what's the best way for you to use it? Like, we connected on Twitter because it was fun. And because we use Twitter as a conversation starter and you really use Twitter as like, come check out our website, like, we don't do that because we understand how that platform works for us and our company. And that's, it's really important for each person to kind of like, step back and say like, what do I want to accomplish and how do I do that? And that all relates back to branding and delivering the message. And
it's funny because we connected on Twitter like our very first day on Twitter. It was business.
I was looking for you.
Right. It was out there. Just like, see, we're on the same wavelength here. I'm predicting stuff for you. You're finding us on Twitter. It's kind of creepy.
Funny.
Huh?
And it all works out. It all shakes out.
Exactly. So if you had, you could either give 2, 3, 1, whatever you want.
Sure.
Your best branding tips. What would you share with the listeners?
Do you want to go for that first for website and UX for branding?
I would think, just make sure you're keeping it simple in terms of, how easy it is for people to contact you. Most of, a lot of our clients are people that live or die by getting that first phone call. So getting, making it quick and easy to contact you. If you're, like you said, your restaurant, make your phone number and address needs to be at the top of every page. Things like that.
Just small things that people don't even think about.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't overcomplicate things with, your design. Make it, intuitive and easy to get where you need to go.
Definitely.
Yeah. And mine would be overall in a business advice sense. Sometimes the best advice is the most obvious advice. Just have a plan in place and have a budget for everything, because everything costs to accomplish and everything is going to, the first year that you're in business is really tough. And even the first couple of years in business is really tough. You just need to have a plan for all of that. And that should include reaching out to professionals and whatever that may mean for you in whatever capacity, and making sure that you're doing it right. If this is really what you want to do, if this is something that you're very serious and passionate about. I mean, and yeah, that's really obvious. advice, but someone asked me, like, what's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten? I'm like, always the most obvious, because I don't, you know, you're thinking so about true. A thousand things at right. once that you're not really thinking about the stuff that's right in front of your face. Mm-hmm. Okay, have a solid plan of what's going to happen from step A to B to C and how we're going to get it done, and write it down. Writing it down makes it real. And it gives you something to focus on. So that's always my best piece of advice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, writing it down definitely makes yeah. it real. So I saw a quote, like, make it real, write it down with a real pencil mm-hmm. on real paper.
Yeah.
it totally makes a difference.
That's a huge thing for us, because especially as we're going through our own experience of, like, you know, ramping up, really, mm-hmm. like getting out there and making our business grow. We'll sit in a conversation and we'll talk about all these great ideas. And then if we don't write it down, it just seems like we have that conversation again next
right.
week. And it's the same one.
And you've had like 5,000 other yeah, ideas since yeah. that
and
first
they,
one.
They seem better, but I don't know, you know.
Because you don't remember the first one.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, we're really big into writing things down, because mm-hmm. it does make, it's an actual physical thing mm-hmm. once you, and that's more real than just thinking about it. So
true. That's yeah. great advice.
Yeah.
So if our listeners want to learn more about you, where to find you, social media, Twitter, where
yeah.
we're connected, how can they find you?
We're really adorable on Twitter.
I agree. I totally agree.
It's all really. Elizabeth, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Well, Elizabeth is doing a great job branding. You're doing a great job on those websites.
Yeah, Twitter, we're really big on Twitter. It's one of our favorite platforms, mostly because it gives us an ability to actually talk to people if they have questions or mm-hmm. interact with us. So if Post Film Design is our handle on Twitter, come hang out with us there. Our second favorite is Instagram. We do work in progress shots there. So if people are kind of into like seeing what it's like behind the scenes or how we develop stuff, that's more like pretty pictures and beautiful mm-hmm. things. But yeah, our website is going to be, we're relaunching that soon, but you can visit it now. It's postfilmdesign.com. Same handle all across the board.
I looked for you guys on Instagram earlier. I wanted to tag you in a picture.
Oh, it's Post Film. Yeah, it's Post Film. Yeah. Okay. It's just Post
Brandon
Film.
Brandon continuity fail.
I know. It's a work in progress.
Working all that together.
It's all right. It's all right. I was sitting right here.
Yeah.
And like, trying to do like a quick 30-minute search before I went out in the lobby to get you guys. So that's probably why I didn't find you.
They're like, is she real? Are they real? No, yeah, we're real. We exist.
And the website's postfilmdesign.com.
Yes.
Awesome.
Did I say something else?
We didn't get to it yet.
Oh, wait. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe not. I didn't write it down, so I don't
yeah,
know.
So it's not real.
It's postfilmdesign.com.
Yeah.
I'll share it. One time, two times, three times.
Why not?
Right. Postfilmdesign.com, everyone.
Thank you.
So if you have anything else you want to share, you guys are so fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yay. We picked out our outfits. We coordinated today, but you can't see them.
Yeah, I saw your Twitter. Yeah. Your Twitter post. We're picking out outfits for the radio.
Is it weird that no one can see us, that we're picking out outfits?
Well, we're going to take a picture.
Okay, good.
And
there
we're
going to
put it on Instagram. It's great for branding.
Oh, good.
You know?
Cool. All right. So then people will see how cute
exactly.
we are today.
That's cute.
There we go.
Well, thank both of you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun.
Good. So this is Lanice Williams. I'm signing off for another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.